95.7 Ben FM presents Her Story with Kathy Romano.
Good morning and welcome to Her Story. I'm your host, Kathy Romano. I recently started an elimination diet. No gluten, no dairy, and no soy. So I'm starving. It's been interesting finding new recipes. And in my search, I recently came across today's guest on Instagram, Little Gluten-Free Chefs. I started looking through her recipes, and although it's geared towards children, I actually found some recipes for myself. Jerry Ann Zahn, a self-taught baker from Pompano Beach, Florida, creates hundreds of delicious gluten-free and allergy-friendly recipes. And since today is Halloween, how about we talk allergy-friendly treats for the kids who might have to deal with this in their life? Jerry Ann is joining me today to share her story. Hi, Jerry Ann.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so most of your recipes I see are geared towards kids, especially the Halloween treats, but you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner recipes, and even I saw some Thanksgiving recipes that could be for anybody that suffers from an allergy or sensitivity.
Absolutely. Ours are really for anybody of any age. Our company is geared towards children that have food restrictions or food allergies, but we always like to say kids at heart of any age are welcome to enjoy them.
So tell me how you got started and how Little Gluten-Free Chefs came about.
So my daughter has celiac disease and a dairy allergy, and actually both of my children struggled with food allergies when they were infants. So I became a self-taught baker because that's what you do as a parent. You need to take care of them. You figure it out. And I learned how to cook and bake gluten-free and allergy-friendly. So as my daughter got older, I noticed that she was starting to struggle with feeling different and feeling left out, also struggling to have a positive relationship with food, because when you're afraid of certain types of foods as a little one, you start to wonder, well, wait, is anything okay for me to eat? Is this all right? Is that? And so I got her into the kitchen with me and we just started baking because that's the easiest thing to do with children. And I noticed that it was having a really positive effect on her self-confidence as well as her relationship with food. And so from there, she actually is the one that said to me, I think she was 6 and a half at the time, Mommy, if this is helping me, do you think it would help other people?
No.
And I know. She's our chief inspiration officer. And that's how we started.
People like you are getting me through this elimination diet that I have to do. I ran out of things like week one into it. Are your recipes only gluten-free, or do you have recipes for other food allergies like dairy or nuts?
Our recipes are gluten-free and top 9 allergen-free. So that would be wheat, dairy, tree nuts, peanuts, fish, shellfish, soy, egg, and the final one is sesame. We also don't use oats in our recipes because many people that have celiac disease can't tolerate oats even if they are gluten-free certified. So we don't have those in there, and also no artificial dyes.
Okay, so all of your recipes have that taken out of it? All of those things you just listed?
That's right.
Oh, okay.
However, because we know some people that are limited, like that if you, for example, you said gluten, dairy, and soy, perhaps you don't want to take the eggs out. So for that reason, we always have a substitutions card in our baking kits that show if you can tolerate egg, you can do this, so that we don't have families having to take more things out of their diet than they necessarily want to. But everything we send is 100% free of all of those.
Talk about your baking kits.
So we make baking kits that are, gosh, they range from unicorn donuts and pretzel bites to gingerbread houses. They are for everyday fun or seasonal traditions. Baking kits come with all of the dry ingredients that you would need to make a recipe, as well as decorating supplies. So, for example, in the case of the pretzel bites, it would have that special pretzel salt that, you know, we all love getting on our hot pretzels, as well as cinnamon sugar and yeast and anything else that goes along with it, as well as a cooking tool, because the idea is that you guys are going to learn how to cook and bake, and therefore you're going to need your own set of tools. So every time we send something in there that you can add to your collection.
And the kits are for the kids?
Well, yes. We like to say that they're really for the families because it's really a nice way to bond as a whole family. The kids can do them on their own, absolutely. It's a nice afternoon activity. We have a lot of steps in there because we want it to be an experiential learning situation where you're not just taking a mix and putting it in the oven and you're done. There's definitely more to it than that. But it doesn't have to just be the kids. The family can do it all together. We have many adults who like to buy it for themselves. So there's no right or wrong.
What advice do you have for people or parents who are new to the gluten-free world or the allergy world?
I would say, number one, take a deep breath. because you're going to get through it. I know in the beginning it's very overwhelming because we're all set in our ways, especially as it relates to eating and what has become easy for us. So to find out that there's this new allergen that you can't have that is prevalent in so many things, it's very overwhelming and it can be kind of a shock to the system. So take a deep breath because the beginning is going to be difficult as you learn what you can and can't eat and as you learn, you know, where you can eat safely, for restaurants, for example, versus where you need to avoid, as well as how to make your home safe. So there's a lot in the beginning, but just like you feel going into it in terms of how you, everything is second nature and you have a routine, you will develop a routine. And then this will just be your new normal. So you're going to figure it out. If it's for you or if it's for your child, you will figure it out and then life will feel happy.
What do you do about restaurants?
I think it really depends on how well-trained the restaurants are. Some are very well-trained in food allergy safety protocols, and some are not. So my best advice is to be a food detective. And I know that sounds probably kind of funny, but I really mean it. Before we go to a restaurant, we call and we vet them. You know, we ask the information if they have, for example, I'll talk about gluten-free. Do you have gluten-free items? Do you have a gluten-free menu? That's step one. Beyond that, it matters how they prepare it in the back. If they're preparing the gluten-free food on the same cutting board or with the same utensils or the same pot of water that they had the gluten-full pasta in, we're going to get sick. So that doesn't work. So it becomes really a doing your research in advance. If you can look online and see reviews, then calling the restaurant, asking to speak to a manager, because it's not necessarily the case that the hostess or host is going to have those answers. And then, again, advocating once you're in there with the waiter or waitress.
Since I started this elimination diet, I'm trying at this point to figure out what the allergy is that I have. So I'm doing an elimination diet, but haven't gone out to eat. I think I maybe went one time because I looked at the menu ahead of time and there was something I could get, but I kind of feel like a pain. So I don't even bother. Like I'm like, I've stopped going to restaurants.
It is hard. I know we all feel bad. Oh, we feel guilty. You know, somebody has to accommodate us or all of that, but they have to accommodate other people. So don't feel guilty about that. I do have to say, though, with soy is used as a preservative in many things that you would not necessarily associate with soy. So going to a restaurant potentially is tricky for you because you need to know if they're using sauces and things like that. Is there any soy in there that you might not realize? For example, there are many vegan butters, dairy-free butters, that have soy as an ingredient. So it's the more complicated one. And I know that's one of the ones you're avoiding.
I'll tell you what, I cannot believe how much has soy in it. I had no idea.
It's crazy.
I'm an adult. I can obviously understand what's going on and why I need to not eat certain things. But how do you explain that to a child? I know you said in the beginning your daughter was having a little bit of difficulty and you brought her into the kitchen, which seemed to help. But like, how do you go about explaining that to them and then trusting them that if you're not around, they're not going to eat those things?
It's tricky. What I would say, you have to have a conversation that's age appropriate. If you speak to a young child in medical terms, they're not going to have a clue what you're talking about, right? So for us, when we started dealing with this, my daughter was, I think, 2.5 at the time. So in that case, we didn't have a conversation beyond the, this will make your tummy hurt situation. What we did instead was we did role playing so that she could understand how to say no thank you. And if a situation came up, what to do about it, or if I was sharing a snack, to just say no, because it's too hard at the really early stages to explain to them. Because she would think, I remember when we were role playing, she said, if someone offers you a snack, what do you say? You ask them, is it gluten-free? Well, that's very sweet. But what 3-year-old or 2-year-old is going to have an answer to that? They don't know what gluten is. So it's really better in those instances when you're very young to just teach them to say no thank you. But then as she got older, the conversations changed because she started to understand more. So I would say focus on the fact that it makes you feel sick, you don't feel well, and if they have had any interactions or situations where they have been glutened or they have had an allergic reaction to something, unfortunately, even very young, they're going to remember that. They're going to know. So they're going to want to help make sure that doesn't happen again. And then when you take them somewhere, for example, school, it's very important to have meetings with the teacher, the school nurse, give them handouts, talk to them about what the allergy or the restrictions are, as well as what the symptoms are, because it may be different. It's very hard to trust other people when, you know that your child's health is on the line, especially when they're little and they can't really advocate for themselves. So the more education that you can give the school, the better, because we can't expect them to understand if it's not something they've ever been through. So it's our job to help them by educating.
I did see that you have a gluten-free at school section and educating your child's teacher about being gluten-free on celiacmama.com. Tell me what that website is.
So Celiac Mama started as a website that I created really as a resource for parents raising children that were gluten-free or that had celiac disease specifically, because I felt that there was a big gap when I was told, okay, this is what she has, go be gluten-free. Well, what exactly does that mean? Nobody told me that wheat is in Play-Doh, that it's in the finger paint that they use, it's in the shampoo. What child that's a toddler isn't sitting in the bathtub eating some of their soap? It just happens. They put everything in their mouth. So there was so much for me to learn that I felt I really needed to help other people be able to acclimate faster. So I started Celiac Mama. And as you mentioned, there is a school resource guide there that you can hand out. You can print out, you can hand out to the teacher, to the caregivers. That's there, as well as hundreds of free gluten-free and dairy-free recipes.
That's great. That's got to be helpful for people who are just starting in this whole adventure of having a food allergy.
I hope so. That's the whole point. As I said, it's hard in the beginning, but once you learn, then you have a new normal and you can get back to doing whatever you like to do in life that makes you happy.
Today is Halloween. How do you do trick-or-treating with your kids?
That's a great question. So in my case, my children do not have anaphylactic food allergies. So let me start there. The dairy allergy is non-anaphylactic. In that case, I do allow them to go trick-or-treating. When we get home, I look at the candy and I separate it. And then if there are things that are safe, I'll usually wipe them down. What I prefer to do is to have a big old box of candy at my house, too, so that when they come home, they can really just pick from there and fill it up. If you have a smaller child that is still putting a lot of things in their mouth, when my kids were younger, I would choose a costume that had gloves in it. That way, when they were putting their hands into the baskets or whatever at other people's houses, they were not getting it all over themselves and then potentially having a cross-contact issue.
Oh, wow. In a typical trick-or-treat bag that your kid comes home with, what are the candies that they can eat?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I actually have a whole candy list, gluten-free candy list that's on Celiac Mama as well. Skittles are all right. Starbursts are okay. Black Forest makes gummy bears that are good. Yum Earth's entire line. And Surf Sweet's entire line of candies, those are all top 8 free and gluten-free. That's what we usually stick with. And then there's also Enjoy Life, make some really yummy chocolate bars.
So what would you suggest as far as Halloween treats go for kids with a gluten allergy or sensitivity? Some of those candies, like get some of that and maybe have a separate bowl if kids come by and they have an allergy?
That is a great question. There is something called the Teal Pumpkin Project, which is this amazing project that the food allergy resource that they have come up with. And you can put a teal pumpkin or you can paint a pumpkin teal outside. And that lets people with food allergies know that you have options for them. So what we like to do is first of all, we're only giving out gluten-free candy at our house. That's just what it is because I don't want it around the house. We have a totally gluten-free home, and this would not be an exception. And there's plenty of options. So that's one. But then what we do is we have a bowl that has top 8 free candies that we put in there. And then we have another bowl that's all non-food treats. So you can think like spider rings to glow sticks to eyeball bouncy balls. I mean, it goes on and on. There's so many non-food items. And I have to tell you, every year we put those out, and that's the first thing that goes. But the kids seem to like that more anyway, because most people have one of the top 8 or 9 allergens, but some people have others. And for that reason, to have non-food items, it's the safest way to go.
Do you have a food allergy yourself, or is it just your kids?
It's just my kids.
But do you eat gluten-free?
I am gluten-free and dairy-free exclusively. I follow the celiac lifestyle. I had to start that way when my kids were little and I was still feeding them, and I just continued. As far as I'm concerned, my kids are in situations where they feel left out enough. They're not going to feel left out with their mom. And I have great energy, and I actually feel a lot better following this lifestyle anyway.
I have a friend who has four kids, and three out of the four have an allergy, and they each have a different allergy. So she did the same thing you did. She said, you know, she felt bad for the kids and that they couldn't eat certain things and feeling like, you know, a little bit different than the other kids. So she doesn't eat nuts. She doesn't eat eggs. She doesn't eat dairy. It's three different allergies that her kids can have, and she just kind of lives that lifestyle. So it makes sense that you would want to do that as a mom.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And being together as a family, we wanted to be inclusive. There's no dividing lines in our home, for sure.
We talked about the baking kits. You had Halloween baking kits. Are you going to have holiday kits, I'm assuming?
We sure are. We have homemade biscuits kit that is releasing next week in time for Thanksgiving. We have a mini apple pie baking kit. We have pumpkin spice donut holes, apple cider donut holes, monkey bread. And then we have a gingerbread houses baking kit that's going to be here a little bit later in the month of November, though people can pre-order those, and they should. We're going to do some sugar cookie Christmas cookies and a snowman cupcakes kit. We've got lots coming.
Do you ship anywhere in the United States?
Anywhere. Hawaii, Alaska, all of it.
And how do people order if they're interested in checking out your kits?
They go to our website, which is littlegfchefs.com, and then click on the shop, and you can do a subscription or you can buy individual kits, whatever works best.
A lot of the gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free stuff that I'm eating, I mean, I'm eating a lot of whole foods, but I've tried a few of the little treats or snacks or whatever, and a lot of them don't taste good. So how are you making this stuff taste good?
Magic. I know, and that's, I think that's one of the things that's hard of the transition too, is that finding the brands, finding the items that do taste good and not getting discouraged, because I promise you there are plenty of gluten-free and dairy-free and soy-free items that you personally can enjoy that will taste great. But in hours, I suppose it's hours and hours of recipe development, making sure that something doesn't just taste good, it needs to be great. It needs to rival, you know, what we are used to. And then going from there, I always have people test the recipes, making sure I want people that eat those allergens to tell me what they think. I want people that do have allergies to taste them so that I can get everybody's perspective. And then the final step, since we do make baking kits that are geared for kids, is having my kids actually start making them and see if there are any areas that they have trouble with, and I need to change instructions to make sure it's a fun and enjoyable experience as opposed to a frustrating one.
What's the difference between the littlegfchefs.com and then your celiacmama.com?
Little GF Chefs is our baking kit business site. So that's where you go to see the business side. Celiac Mama is more of a public resource. There are links on there to get over to Little GF Chefs, but that's a public resource that has information about celiac disease, as well as school resources, as we've talked about. There's some articles on parenting and some of the things that we struggle with, as well as tons and tons of free recipes.
Okay, so all of the recipes are on Celiac Mama.
Yes. But the recipes on Celiac Mama are gluten-free and dairy-free because that's what our family avoids, whereas everything that comes out of Little GF Chefs is top 9 allergen-free as well as gluten-free.
Okay, great. If you could give our listeners one bit of advice about anything, it could be about allergies, about life, about kids, whatever it is, what would you say?
Well, I would say that since I'm sure we have many listeners that do have food allergies or celiac, as well as many that do not, I would say, try to be inclusive. It's hard to go to a family gathering or a party or school and whatnot and have something that ends up being something that not everyone can enjoy, that it's somewhat divisive in that sense. So if you can make an effort when you're having a party or something like that to have one item that is naturally free of those things, for example, for Halloween, you could make Frankenstein guacamole, where you just shape it like a rectangle and have some corn chips on top and little olives as the eyes. The sky's the limit. There's so many things. My advice and my request, really, on behalf of the food allergy community would be just to keep that in mind and always have one thing if you know people are coming over that potentially have some eating restrictions.
And real quick, before we wrap up, the teal pumpkin, where are we getting these? Are we making them? Are we buying them? What's the best way?
It doesn't matter, but the Teal Pumpkin Project, you can find all kinds of information online. I know FAIR has resources you can print that say allergy-friendly treats or non-food treats available. And Target has teal pumpkins. I've seen teal pumpkins at Michael's before as well, if you have those stores in your area. I bet Walmart has some too. The Teal Pumpkin Project has really taken off. Though, teal paint is perfect also. Take whatever, an orange pumpkin, a white pumpkin, and paint it.
Yeah, it might be a good activity for the kids. They can paint the pumpkins and then you can put them out for Halloween.
Yeah. And then educating them on why they're putting it out there. What a great lesson.
Absolutely. Well, Jerrianne, thank you so much for joining me. I know this will be helpful for a lot of our listeners. And honestly, you helped me out a little bit when I found your Instagram and some of your recipes. It really helped me. So thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And you can always reach out if you have any more questions.
Great. Thank you so much. To learn more about living a gluten-free lifestyle, check out celiacmama.com. And then for those baking kits, you can go to littlegfchefs.com. If you missed any part of today's interview, it will be available as a podcast tomorrow morning on our website, 957benfm.com. On the left-hand side, you click shows and Her Story is listed right there. Thanks again for joining me. Have a happy Halloween. I'm Kathy Romano. We'll see you next week.
This has been Her Story with Kathy Romano. Her Story is produced by WBEN-FM in Philadelphia and airs weekly or on demand on your mobile device. Listen or subscribe at 957benfm.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.